So this is The Takeaway, and I'm John Hockenberry, and gather round. I've got some stories for you. We played this listener story of a beautiful moment earlier this week, and it's worth repeating.
A couple years ago, I had this awesome summer romance, and we went on a road trip around the Olympic Peninsula. We drove up to this viewpoint. I was way high up and looked out over the Olympic Mountains. And we got there at sunset, and we come out to this clearing, and we see the mountains, and we see the sound, and the sky is orange, and it's purple. This fog comes up over the mountains, and it's just white and super clear. It just spills all the way down the mountainside. My eyes got so teary, and it was so beautiful, and then he kissed me.
I'm dying to know what happened when the summer ended. Ah, great moment from listener Alex in Oregon. Maybe that old boyfriend will give her a call. Well, that'll probably mess things up. Forget about that. Imagine New Jersey, though, outdoing the Olympic Peninsula.
I was 16, and it was the last night before we had to leave for my grandparents in Vermont for Christmas vacation. After a week of rain, it finally snowed. So I tried getting the family out for some night sledding, which was the tradition. No one bothered to come along, so I was the only one out there. There are no words for how the moon, the clear night sky, the falling snow all work together to create the most beautiful scene I have experienced in 24 years of going to my grandparents' rural Vermont home. It was like the world stopped. The only thing I regret is that I had no one to share it with.
Thanks to listener Liam there. You may have heard that as well this week. Many of you responded to our request for beautiful moments, motivated by a discussion we had with a physics professor who had fallen in love with watching total eclipses of the sun. So many of you responded with your own stories. Here are some more.
The most beautiful thing I've ever seen was on Father's Day weekend a few years ago at the Clearwater Festival. There were tens of thousands of people enjoying music in a rainstorm. When the rain cleared, there was a double rainbow. It looked beautiful, and I can't imagine a better place to be.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow all the way. Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
Eclipse, rainbow, sunset, and thanks to Allison from Westchester. Here's Rebecca in Dallas. She's in heaven.
I think the most beautiful thing that I've ever seen is the first time I got away from the light pollution of the cities, and I saw how many stars there were in the sky, and I realized how small I actually am compared to our universe.
About 5 years ago, I was down in New Zealand, looked up one night and saw the southern lights just dancing in the sky. Most beautiful thing I'd ever seen at the time, twisting blue, purple, green, and yellow, all dancing through the sky like a dream.
Mitch from Portland, blue, purple, yellow, twisting. You're a poet, Mitch. But nature's easy, right?
I was at one of those outdoor art festivals, and I was honestly kind of bored. And then I came upon this really surprising artwork. It was an artist from Seattle, Washington, named Todd Martin, and he created this other world inside a piece of glass, and it was so mesmerizing that I wanted to be a part of it. I just wanted to climb inside this artwork and live there.
About three summers ago, my youngest son and I were sailing on Lake Michigan, and the moon was rising, so it was just a perfect night, not a cloud in the sky, and I came up on deck and looked, and the dunes, which are several hundred feet high, were reflected in the moon. You could see the moon, the dunes reflected in the water, and I called my son up, Adam, and I said to him, I said, you know, it just literally doesn't get any better than this out sailing. And I told him, I said, someday, hopefully a long time from now, I'll be in a box and somewhere, and people will be shedding a few tears, and I just want you to remember this night, because it's really special, and I also want you to remember that I kicked your butt at gin rummy this evening, but it was indeed a perfect night for my son and I.
How do you top that? Thanks to Paul Marty in Rochester, Michigan. Father, son, moon, dunes, gin rummy. Man. We always want to hear from you. Give us a call with your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.